Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A promise of peace. Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Perhaps you've heard the story that was told of a young girl that was on a plane. The plane went through severe turbulence. The stewardess had made the announcement for everyone to fasten their seat belts and move their seats into the upright positions because they were going to be going through some turbulent skies. Across the aisle from one of the passengers, a little girl was coloring in her coloring book, completely unconcerned about the tossing and turbulence that the plane was experiencing. After they landed, the passenger went to the girl and said, "I noticed that you were not disturbed about all of the turmoil and trial that we were going through and the plane being tossed about. Weren't you afraid?" And the little girl said, "No. You see, my daddy is the pilot, and he's taking me home." That's the promise of peace that we need to understand. That in the turmoil of life, we have a promise of peace because our God, who is in control, is taking us home. Regardless of what we go through here in this world, we have that confident assurance that his peace is a peace that is for eternity. We have such beautiful assurance that this world is not our home. We are just passing through. Having said farewell to my two daughters and my wife as they have slipped into eternity, the confident assurance that I have and that all of us who have lost loved ones knowing the Lord is that we will see them again. It's only a very short period of time before we are all together and will be together forever and ever and ever. There is a promise of peace that keeps us calm in the storms of life. If you have never experienced that peace that passes all understanding, you need to draw near to the Lord and recognize that when you receive him as your personal Savior and that he is the Lord of your life, you can rest in him. You can have peace even when the storms are turbulent around us, knowing that his peace is eternal peace. Oh, what promise we have of peace that will last forever and ever. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we look to you as the Prince of Peace, we have the promise of peace, that our life can be filled with assurance, with confidence, and with purpose. Oh, give us a purpose in our life, that we might serve you until you call us home to be with you forever and ever. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.